Tonight is starting the Shleishis Yemei HaGdolah. That means the 3 days before Shavuos Matan Torah that Ribbono Shel'Olam gave Klal Yisrael to prepare themselves. And understandably, that every door which is brought down, there's a new Kabbalah Satayra. And it's brought down that Hatzlacha of Taira is Tali in Shavuos. And it's Tali in how much a person is Mekabel himself on Shavuos. And that a person can be Mekabel himself on Shavuos and has Siyat Dishmaya. So the 3 days before Shavuos should be set aside to prepare oneself for the Kabbalah Satayra. So I'd like to say a couple of words, but one maybe should perhaps think and try to mechazik himself, that when a taka comes Shavuos, he should be mekabel as much as he can. And emes Hashem, with that, he'll have hatzlacha for the coming year. We know that Klal Yisrael, when they mekabel Torah, they said, Nase v'nishma. And it's brought down in Chazal that this was a Kabbalah which with that there was Zeicha to two crowns. One Keneged Nase, one Keneged Mishnah. So there's different Pshatim in what Nase v'nishma is about, what the Mila in the Kabbalah of Nasa Vinish was out. We're not going to go into that. But Al Kaponim, it was a Kabbalah that with that they would tak a Zeicha to two crowns. One Kenega Nasa, one Kenega Nishma. The whole Matzav of Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, is brought down, the Chinuch brings down, the Sphero, what we count, 49 days to Shavuos was also because Klal Yisrael understood that they're going out from Mitzrayim to Mekabel the Torah after 50 days, and their Cheshek grew from day to day as it got closer to Matan Torah, because they understood that Kabbalah Satayra, with that there'll be Zeicha to be Dovek L'Ribbono Shel Olam. And with that, there'll be Zeicha L'Chayei Olam Haba. That's what is brought down. There'll be Zeicha Netzach Netzachim, the Schar of Torah. It's brought down even more. Rashi in Chumash brings down Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when Klal Yisrael got to Har Sinai. They came on Rish Chodesh Sivan to Har Sinai. Vayisum Rafida Vayom to Masina Vayachru Vamidbo Vayichon Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor Aloshen Yochad Vayichon Sham Yisrael. They dwelt Neged Hahor, but it's brought down not Vayachanu Vayichon. So Rashi brings down Ke Ish Echad Belev Echad. Avol Shar Koachanoyis Betarumois Ubemachlekis. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar we learn through the parshas, we see there was many tarumos that had complaints, they had a lot of machlekesim. When they got to Har Sinai, ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, shalom. What is the pshat? The pshat in that is poshet. Because machlekes comes when there is chalukei deis, when one wants one thing, another one wants something else, so you have a machlekes. Tarubes comes when you're not happy with something. You want to change it, you complain. When Klai Yisrael got to Har Sinai, Reish Chodesh Sivan, they had one thing in mind. You have your daya, I have my daya, you have your complaints, this guy has his complaints, but that everything was bottle and toffle because they knew that they are going to recover the Torah. Ish Echad Leiv Echad. One tachlis was amongst them all. So no machlekes and no tarumis, everything was there. Comes Matan Torah, after all this, 49 days of counting to Matan Torah. Coming to Har Sinai, B'li Machlekes, Adasa V'Nishma. Comes along the pasuk and says, Vayisyatzvu Yisroel, Vayisyatzvu Mitacha Sohor. Mitachta Sohor. What does it mean, Vayisyatzvu Mitachta Sohor? They stood under the mountain. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Abdiyin Barachom Barachasim, Melamit Shekofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Es Ahar Kegigas. Ribbono Shel Olam picked the har up and put it over them. And what did he say? Melamish a kofa koshbocha is like a givus varmalehem. Imate mekabel matayra mutav. If you're going to mekabel the tayra, everything is fine. Vim lav shaham tehek furaschem. You are going to be buried alive underneath the har. What happened to the 49 days of counting for Klai Yisrael to go into to receive the tayra? What happened to Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ish Echad B'leiv Echad? What happened to Nasa V'Nishma? Nah. Ribbono Shel Olam is Kof Aleihem HaKegigos. You better be Mekabel the Torah or else. They had the biggest Cheshek Shayach to Mekabel Torah. Kof Aleihem HaKegigos. What was missing? Says Tosfos is the Kash. Doesn't ask it. Bekitzer, Vafa Bishakwa Hagdimu Nasa the Nishma, Shema Yuchizim Kshayiru Ha'esh Hagdoila, Shayota Nishmasa. By Har Sinai, it says there was an Esh Gdoila. Big fire. Klai Yisrael was Porcha Nishmasam from this Esh Gdoila. Their Nishamas went out from them, from fright. So Ribbono Shel Olam was afraid. The fright of the Eish G'dayla, maybe they'll have charotah from the Kabbalah, and in May though we have to be Kofaleim HaKegigas, force them to Kabbalah. I saw once a kasha from Rav Lezer Shach. Klai Yisrael Sof Kol Sof had the Kabbalah Nasa V'Nishma. Like we said, it was a Moedika Kabbalah, Moisif, the 49 days of counting, and by Yichan Tachas Ahar. So there won't be an Eish G'dayla. Why do Ribbono Shel Olam need? Don't make an Eish G'dayla and don't force it to Kabbalah Torah. Which is a bigger Kabbalah? The Nasa V'Nishma or forcing to Kabbalah Torah? Nasa V'Nishma. The Cheshek to Kabbalah Torah we want by ourselves. So what do you need the Eish G'dayla for? What was the tachlis of the Eish G'dayla? So I'll be a little Meirich on his teretz. And to be masber a little, what Klai Yisrael had Moir in the Eish G'dayla. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem has a very interesting arichus about Torah and the hashpa of Torah on the Bria. And His exact words are hard to say over. I'm not going to read his words. And his words are very exact. But I'll give you a rough idea of what he's saying. He says that Torah is the biggest hashpo shayich and the closest thing shayich in the Bria that Ribbono Shel Olam gave in this Bria that is hashpo from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself on the entire Bria. Meaning, a person has chesroinus. He has to fix himself up. He has to straighten himself out. Bad midas, bad taivas, everything. The Bria has to have a kiyum. The way a person becomes an Adam HaShalem, and the way the Bria becomes a Bria Shlema, is through the Torah. Through the hashpa of the Torah. The more Torah there is in the Bria, the better the Bria is. The more Torah there is in a person, the better the person is. Chazal tell us, Bereishis, Bisril Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, Bisril Torah Shenikra Reishis. The whole world was created for Klai Yisrael to sit and learn Torah. And therefore, when there's Torah in the Bria, the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with the Bria. And there's Bracha in the Bria, and there's Hatzlacha in the Bria. When Chas v'Shalom there's no Torah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam is not happy with the Bria. And Chas v'Shalom there's less Bracha, and less, as it's told you how much. If Klai Yisrael would be learning Torah as they should, there'd only be Bracha in the whole Bria. And who are they on the person himself? As much as a person is Torah, that much of a person has Hatzlacha, that much of a Shalem he is. Klor is brought down all over. And when we learn Torah, continues Ramchal, we have to learn it with this in mind. We have to learn it and understand that this is Ribbono Shel Olam's being mashpia on the Bria. It's Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. We're not starting learning Chas v'Shalom a Chochma. We are learning the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is being mashpia on us when we're learning his Torah. And the way we have to learn the Torah is in such a oifen, with a pachad and an ema, v'ra'ada, he says. We're sitting in front of the Gemara, we're swoozing over here and learning. No, we're sitting in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us his Torah. It has to be be'emo ubi'yira be'reses ubi'zeya. That is the way the Torah is mashpia on a person. The less a person learns Torah in such a oifen, the less it is mashpia on him, and the less it is mashpia in the Bria. That's what Rav Chaim says, Klor. We sit and learn, and everything is easy. The biggest, the littlest, I should say, distraction is made into a grace of Misa. The littlest joke, everybody has to start laughing. The littlest thing doing outside, everybody's outside. That's the way to learn the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. That's the way we want Hatzlacha. Besides the bit of Torah involved, which takes up a good part of the Seder. Before we sit down, till we finally sit down, and then after we sit down, till we finally open the Gemara, till we sign outside of the Gemara. Besides the time. How do we expect the Torah to be mashpia on us? How do we expect the Torah to mashpia on the Bria if that's the way we go towards the learning? Without any shum hakara, recognition, that this is Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah that we're learning. And this is our Hatzlacha. And this is what the Bria is all about. Bereishis, Mishul Torah Shenikarashis, Mishul Yisrael Shenikarashis. Ramchal says, without such a hakara, Torah is mashpia very little. It's mashpia very little on the person and on the whole Bria. Klai Yisrael said nash the v'nishma. Klai Yisrael had a cheshek, avado. Everyone has a cheshek for Olam Haba. Here's somebody wondering Olam Haba, they have a cheshek. And of course, with hakara, I'm willing to work for it also. But such a thing, okay, if it's convenient, I'll learn. If it's not convenient, I won't learn. My Olam Haba, I can do whatever I want with it. Yeah, so I have more, I have less. Okay, they had a big hakara and they understood. But the ma'isa, when things could go a little hard, difficult, forget it. So Yibo Yishloim sent the Eish G'doyla. Harai koi dvorai ke Eish n'um Hashem. Torah is Eish. The Shechina is Eish. With the Nasa v'nishma, with all the cheshek, everything else, that's not enough. If you're not going to learn with the hakara, that Torah is fire, that what we're dealing with over here is not stam, if I a little more Olam Haba, a little less Olam Haba, whatever it is. A little. It's the entire Bria. The person, the Bria, everything is totally in it. And this is Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. We're standing in front of Ribbono Shel Olam learning his Torah. And the jokes over the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, is the biggest Chil Hashem Shaykh. Then the Torah is not going to be a Torah. We'll have a Nasa V'Nishma. But it's not going to be. It's not going to happen. This is what Rav Shach said. The Bir and Taisis. And there was a Nasa V'Nishma, fine. But it's not going to happen without the Hakara, without the understanding that Eish, that there's an Eish G'doyla in Torah. That it's fire. It's Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. It's not worth it. Because there's no Hatzlach in such learning. It doesn't. The learning doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Like Mefurish Ramchal, Mefurish. So what's the Eitzah? Kof Aleim Har Kegigas. A person has Nasa V'Nishma, all the cheshek in the world. But like we said, you know, if a person doesn't have it with the oil, and sometimes he sees the Eish G'doyla, decides it's not worth it for him, because he's afraid, Porcha Nishmosom of the Eish G'doyla, so leave it on. What's the Yibo Yishlom is Kofalim? No. I'm not going to let you get away with it. Kofalim forced to do it. You must. Imlav shom tehekvur asam. This is the Eitzah for us also. It's the Eitzah of the Deiris. A lot of times the Bocha has a cheshek. It's mamashos, as a matter of fact. Cheshek, I want to. Now I'm going to start learning. Start. Or whatever. It goes. Why not? But there's always going to be a Yetzer Hara someplace. Yetzer Hara is not going to last too long. There's going to be some type of Yetzer Hara someplace that tries to stop him. Try to make him lose his cheshek. So this is mamish. Klai Yisrael said Naseh v'nishma. Okay, this wasn't a Yitzhahara, the Eish Gedolah, but was something to stop them. Okay, we made the biggest Kabbalah Shaykh, but we're afraid of the Eish Gedolah. Yeah, Baruch HaNishmosom. Afraid? So we'll stop. Kof Aleim HaKigigis. We have to always use the reinforcement of forcing ourselves. The Gedolim had great cheshek to learn Torah. Gedolim were orangutan and learning 24 hours a day. When they went, they were thinking and learning. When they ate, they were thinking and learning. When they slept, they were thinking and learning also. Yeah. Gedolim used to get up in the middle of sleep from the beds and they used to take a look in the sefer. If the wine is an orangutan of learning, what interests a person is the thesis, is the Gemara. But there was always a time the Yitzhahara could get it. How does... What's the pshat? You can't think of learning 24 hours 7 if it's not, that's not your interest. That's not your cheshek. Yeah. Torah is zis. Torah, to a person who appreciates Torah, is mamshech a person. He has a geshmak in learning. We spoke about this many times. In chukaisai teleichu, shitu amelim b'teira. What does it mean in chukaisai teleichu? Where does chukaisai teleichu say shitu amelim b'teira? So we spoke about it. If you don't have a cheshit to learn, so close mind, the Gemara is open, you're learning, possibly. You close the Gemara, say it is over, goodbye. Your mind's on other things. If you're amel b'teira, you want to understand the Gemara, you want to understand the Rashi, you want to understand the Tosis. It bothers me, Riki Vegas Kasha, it bothers me I don't understand the Gemara. So when he closed the Gemara, I'm going to eat lunch, but my mind is still to understand the pshat in the Gemara. My mind is still to understand the Riki Vegas Kasha. You want to go along with the Torah, go walk with the Torah. That's if you're amel b'teira. It interests you. That's my chayim, kehem chayenu. That's how the Gedolim were. That's how they were able to learn them 24-7. Constantly interested in knowing Torah. But they didn't have the Yetzirah. A gadol, what's the name? A person calls man, he's alive. The Yetzirah always creeping. The Goyin, the biggest idea of Hasmada that we could have. Before he was Nifter, he said Vidui. I don't remember how much was. It was 3/4 of a minute. A minute and 3/4. 2 3/4 of a minute of Bittul Torah for his whole life. Goyin. You're Shaykh Yitzhahara and a Goyin. Let me tell you a mice. And this ma'isa is reliable. Ma'isa is just about, it's brought down in just about the most reliable source, probably the most reliable source that there is on the Goyim. This is a sefer printed right after the Goyim's Ptira in Vilna with the Haskamas of the Rabbanon of Vilna. The Goyim was once not feeling well. So somebody came in and wanted to cheer him up. Cheer up the Goyim. So he tells the Goyin, Halavai, my Yetzer Toiv, should tell me what the Goyin's Yetzer Hara tells him. So the Goyin takes a look. What do you mean? My Yetzer Toiv should tell me what the Goyin's Yetzer Hara tells him. So he said, I'll tell you. Ich bin a battle. Yeah, how much did I learn already? No. So, what does my Yetzer Toiv tell me? Listen here. Learn an hour a day. You want to battle the rest of the day? Battle the rest of the day. But learn an hour a day. Yeah, that's what my Yetzer Toiv tells me. Get me to learn an hour. Okay, do what you want the rest of the hour. At least an hour a day. Learn. The Goyim learns a whole day. Yeah. So what's the Yetzer Hara going to tell the Goyim? Don't learn a whole day? Nah, he's not going to get any place like that. The Yetzer Hara tells the Goyim, learn a whole day, just battle 1 hour. Yeah. So it comes out, halvai, my Yetzer Tov should tell me what the Yetzer Hara tells the Goyim. My Yetzer Tov tells me to learn an hour. Halvai, my Yetzer Tov should tell me to learn a whole day and be battle 1 hour. That's what the Yetzer Hara of the Goyim tells him. So my Yetzer Tov should tell me what the Yetzer Hara of the Goyim should tell him. This is how he wanted to amuse the Goyim, cheer him up. The Goyim was not amused. The Goyim mumbled back to him, "You don't know what my Yetzer Hara tells me to do." Ad kana maisa. There's many different pshatim in that, what the Goyim meant. Nobody really knows. But that was what the Goyim answered back. "You don't know what my Yetzer Hara tells me to do." There's no such thing on this world. Kol zman a person's alive, the biggest tzaddik, the biggest masmid, the one who has the most cheshit to sit and learn Torah or to do mitzvahs, that there's no mokum that the Yetzer Hara could creep in. And everybody, even though they have the nasa lishma, they have the cheshek tishtaik, the goyim, we can't say we have the goyim's cheshek tishtaik. We have close to the goyim's cheshek and Torah, for sure. There's no doubt about it that the goyim's Torah, we can't have any musik, any idea what it's all about, and his cheshek and Torah. No question about it. Yeah. But al kaponim, the goyim also a Yetzer Hara creeped in. And how do you get rid of that? Kof alem harkegigas. The reinforcement has to be always, yeah, you have to force yourself. There has to be some point where the Yetzer Hara creeps in over the cheshek, over the Yetzer Tov. Kof alem harkegigas. That's what we learn now from these things, only from Har Sinai. And it wasn't only the Gedolim. I saw kama places brought down. Balabat used to have to work a whole day. By night they had nothing else to do. They used to go to the Beis Medrash and sit and learn and learn and learn. I saw places brought down. Friday nights, the shuls were packed. You came a little late Friday night after the meal. I'm talking about. There's no place to get in. The whole town was sitting there learning and steiging and learning till the early hours of the morning. The Parshat Baal Batim understood. And the Parshat Baal Batim had the cheshek to steig and steig and steig. I'll tell you my Yisrael Baruch Per. The yeshiva in Kamenitz, I think it was when it was in Kamenitz yeshiva, before they had their own building, they learned in the shul. Okay. So everybody knows Kamenitz was a small shtetl, a choshev shtetl. But there were also tziyanim over there. And one day, they had trouble with them, believe me. One day, they decided to invite some big tzayini to speak in the shul on Shabbos. I guess it was in summer, 6 o'clock. In the middle of Shabbos afternoon. And the Bochum Pashtetzich, the number one, their middle seder. And number two, him to speak. So they decided they're not leaving. They're staying there, they continue on the Seder learning. And Bekitzer, whatever, a couple of the Baal Batim got angry, got a little levitic over there. And I don't know, the vice states to went a paw clap. Yeah? And one of the. See, I knew one of the. It was like a young Chebra got hurt. So the next day, the father of this young gentleman comes into Rav Baruch Berman's house, and Rav Baruch Berman was learning with the Bochum, and he starts screaming at him, "What do you do? What do you do?" A look up. And Rav Baruch Berman was an able man. He was at Tzadik Niskov. It's known like that. And he starts letting out on this Bala Boss about Tzionim, like sharp and mamish. The Bochum was shocked. They couldn't believe that such words would come out from the words of Rav Baruch, from the mouth of Rav Baruch. And the fellow took the seals and packed out. As soon as the fellow left, Rav Baruch Ber broke down and started crying and crying and crying. And he said, "You don't understand. You don't realize. When I was a little young bocho or a little boy, whatever it was, the Batei Midrashim were full of people learning. Balabatim. Geshmak. With Hasmada. And these Tziyonim came. Since they came, they slowly pulled people out of the Beis Medrash. Until today, the Batei Midrashim are empty." That's what he said. Poshut Balabatim. They knew nothing else. They have to work. When the work is over, sit and learn with a geshmak, with a hasmada, ki heim chayenu. Comes the tziyonim, pulls them out, till the Beis Medrash are empty. Every door, I'm not speaking about no kanois over here. It's not the tafos over here. Every door we have to know has the Yetzirah. I think it's a door of poshut. The thing, the Yetzirah of our door is poshut taiva. Poshut taiva. Amol, it was Zionist. Amol, it was communism. Amol, it was socialism. All, whatever. It was all the Yetzirah of Hashtetzach. But it was all like a kivun, a direction, like a way to save the Bria. Something to do with the Seichel. Today, Poshut HaTaiva. Poshut. Everybody, his one thing that a person's interested in is how much taiva he could fill up. That is what's pulling people out of the Beis Medrash. Leave alone the taiva itself, what it leads to. Other things. Poshut pulling people out of the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash, learn. Taiva. And besides all the chesroinus, poshut azach, poshut. If there's an idea, we have socialism, communism, zionism. So everybody, there is a kivun between people. Yeah, everybody's out to this idea. There's a type of a achdus. Taiva is a complete pirud. Makes the complete separation. There's no two people in this world that have the same taiva, are interested in the same thing. And therefore, if you want to know why a social life today is not even shy, even by the goyim, for sure, no such thing. Such thing as a family life. No such thing. I'm all there was such a thing. Everything, because everybody is taiva. Nobody's interested in a family. Nobody's interested in anything. just more taiva, this taiva, that taiva. And say, sit together with family to verbring. So what interesting things to do in life. Well, I have to fill up my belly with whatever it is. Just wanted to tell you. In the old base medrash here. You remember, I used to sit in the same corner, but right next to my seat used to be a window. So I was able to check on what's going on in the West. One time, I look out the window, and I see a lizard crawl up on the walls into one of the cracks in the deer over there outside. Look and see cracks. You see inside also, you say. Fine. I saw a cat chasing the lizard. And wants to eat the lizard. So the lizard put himself into the crack. Can't get. So the cat saw the spy eyes walking back and forth, waiting for the lizard to come out. And every once in a while, trying to put his hand in and taking a peek in to see what happened over here. It was very mishundig, very. I thought to myself, you know what this is? You're going to laugh, but it's true. This is people going into a restaurant, yeah, sitting around by a table, looking over the menu, decide how to fill up the tummy. Yeah. And calling over the waiter, ordering the meals, and then waiting around for the waiter to bring the meals. Das ist das. It's no different. That's what it is. A person is made up of guf and neshama. The ruchnis is in the neshama and the gashmis is a guf. The guf is a goof of behemoth. Klar. That's what it's called in the Svarim. Behemoth. The only thing that's more by a person is a neshama. If a person is mechazik is a neshama, ayde toira, then he's a bench. Then he's a person. Then he's a tzalam elekim. If a person goes after his gashmius, after his guf, to fill up his taivis, he's no different than the cat chasing the lizard over there. It's the exact same thing, there's no difference. This taiva is what's pulling people out of the base medrash today. It's not only pulling people out of the base medrash, it is pulling people, making them not human beings. Behemus mamish. Behave as mamish. No unity, nothing. Each one is interested in his taivis, fill up his taivis. Kozman, you help me with my taivis, I'm your friend. The minute you don't help me with my taivis, goodbye, Charlie. That's it. And we have to know, the only way to overcome the taivis is to get our cheshik to learn. We have to get a geshmak in learning. We have to have the Nasa v'nishma. That's really the way to steig. That's what the Rebbe Yishlam wants. That we're cheshik. That's the way we'll really steig in learning how Torah will become a part of us. How we'll become zoicha, emetz Hashem, to be dovek in the Rebbe Yishlam. That's a vada what we want, but we have to know also the Yetzer Hara, there's no such thing as the Yetzer Hara never creeping in. We always have to have that on guard. Kaf aleim har kegidus. We always have to have that to reinforce ourselves, to force ourselves to go ahead and fight the steig, and fight to be nimshach after our nasa nishma, after the cheshek to learn. Forcing itself is never going to help. We could force ourselves for a day, we could force ourselves for a week, we could force a month even, possibly. Probably not, but possibly. But eventually it's going to fall apart. We have to build up our nasiv and nishma. We have to build up our cheshek to learn. We have to daven every morning. That is the birchas of Torah. Because that is the only way Torah has a kiyum. If Torah is sweet by us, that's what we want. Kehem chayenu. But we always have to have that in mind. If we need the kofalim harkigigas, we have to push ourselves, we push ourselves also. I once heard a pshat, I think, a diak. The Gemara says, kofalim harkigigas, in Tekabla Gantayra, mutav, vimlav, shom tehei kvuraschem. What's Shom Tehei Kvuraschem? Shom over there, we're talking about the Klai Yisrael's under the Har. Poi Tehei Kvuraschem. What's the Shom? I remember hearing the question, and probably the answer is, in fact, I'll tell you an answer. The Pshat is, it's referring to every single door, every single place, every single person. It's not only going on Kafalim Har Kigigis on Har Sinai over there. This lesson remains forever. That a person, the way to do it is with a nasiv and nishma. With a geshmak. I want to do it. But you always have to have the kofalem hakigigis. And to know, if I'm not going to do it, shom, wherever you are, there, wherever you are, to hake for aschem. We say, like we mentioned before, in Birchas HaTorah, Haravna Stibri, Soyezecha Befinu, Vyas Amcha, Beis Yisrael, Veniya, Anachnu, Betetze, Einu, Betetze, Yamcha, Beis Yisrael. We said this many times. A person is not only Achroi for himself, a person, Mirz Hashem, one day, you'll have to hold households, you'll have to bring your children. Yeah, you are the future dar. I was once a bocha like you were. And I was also once listening to shmuzin that I once had rabbein. I still try to have rabbein. But now I'm a rabbi. Some of my rabbein are in Olam Emes, so I'm still alive. Yeah. This could come a time also when this dar is going to pass on. Racham Eves. And who's going to be the next parents, next future door parents, the future door mechanchim, the one sitting here. Yeah, that's how the world goes. That's how the world goes. There's no such thing. Yeah. You are sitting here now as Bochum, preparing yourself for life to be the next door. But Amir Tashem, you are going to be the next door. And you could have children of Mirz Hashem, and some of you mechanchim, mechanchim, hey, other people. The posik, the bracha is giving us the eitzah. You want to be sure that tzatzeichem, it says, tzayamcha beiso kulanu yedei shmecha, that your children and your offspring are continuing learning and know the Ribbono Shel Olam and learning Torah v'harev na. The way is that if Torah is sweet by you, if Torah is forced on you, your approach to Torah is I'm being forced. Kofalem harkigigas. It's not going to go. What you have to give over further to your children, to your talmidim, it's not going to go. Zelo halech. My father's forced, my Rebbe's forced, I'm not forced. Can't do it. Not going to do it. It's not a geshmak, I'm not going to do it. The way is, v'harevna, if Torah is sweet by me, Torah is my life, Torah is my cheshek, I have a nasa v'nishma, this is it. Then, the child will realize, sweet, my father had such a geshmak in learning, he understood that this is Kehem Chayen, and we saw it by him. Nothing bothered him. He business, went to go, learning. Came home by night, learning. Had a cheshek to do mitzvahs, had a cheshek to do the Ratzon Ribono Shel Olam. Then there'll be a kiyum with a hemshech of doyos v'niyah nachum tzetzein. Of course, like we said, there always has to be the enforcements of a kafalim hachigigas, but the approach, kehem chayim. We are in yeshiva today, that's our tachas in yeshiva, to get a geshmak in learning, yeah, that we should be able to have, feel a kehem chayenu. This is what we want to do, this is what we're in the bria for, and ashreinu matayu chalkeinu anoyim garaleinu. This is what we have to put under our belts in yeshiva. If in yeshiva we're just going to learn because we're forced, Akim most probably will not have. These days, I'm getting ready for Matan Torah, and the doors are opened. If there was a Matan Torah then, and Chai Yisrael Nasid Nishma then, we could, and with the school of these days, we could acquire a Nasid Nishma, a Cheshek, to steig and to learn. Let's put ourselves in Shleishim Hagbola with the Shavuos and with Tefillah. The Yibayi Shem should listen to our Tefillahs and should be Kabbalah, our Torah, and we should talk about Zayecha to the Harif now.